What's up?
Oh, you're going to say it or me?
All right,
you introduce us then.
All right, cool. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Wheel podcast. Today, I'm sitting with Mr. Diggity Doubt.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Waters.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are
it's
you?
It's been a little bit since you've been on one of these
podcasts. It's been a while.
Huh?
It's been a while.
When's the last time you were on one of these?
Oh, I can't even remember, dude. It's been a while.
All right, well, I'm really happy to be sitting here with Doubt today. We're going to be doing a little bit of something special, yeah?
Something a little out of our element, I guess.
Yeah, so what was that?
Let's find some salvage-titled ridiculous cars to buy.
Yeah, we're gonna in today's day with the used car, news car market being so messed up and whatnot.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, everything's so upside down. We're gonna take a look to see on if you're real desperate, if you gotta look for say a salvage car, or you want to find a real inexpensive car, maybe you want to look towards a rebuild salvage title. On this website, copart.com, we're going to search along that and kind of see what we can find for a small budget.
Small budget.
Yeah.
Also, just totally ridiculous, something that you can really build.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just going to see what we can find, more or less, see what's out there. Yeah, so we're going to take a look. So, I think Max is going to be bringing up the website. It's going to be copart.com and taking a look at some salvage finds or something like that.
Do we want to go, like, ridiculous right away?
I don't know. I mean, what do you think we're going to find on here?
I think we could find anything on here. There's a ton of cars on here.
Yeah?
I was just looking at it briefly before. From salvage Ferraris to Lamborghinis that were cut in half. Yeah, you could find anything, really.
For what kind
here.
Of prices? You know?
Max, can you pull up that Ferrari?
So we'll take a look to see. But, I mean, if you're looking for a regular car, would you consider a salvage car for your, say, daily driving?
I'd consider a salvage car, all depending on the physical car itself, if I was going to daily it. But personally for me, I'd probably look for a salvage car if I was trying to throw something on the track.
Okay.
Or build just something ridiculous. Here, if you scroll down a little bit, there's an F430.
Wow. So these are, it says upcoming lot for lot. They have current bids.
If you go to like the salvage title section.
Yeah, so wow. So there is a lot of stuff on here, but these are all wrecked cars. It's so funny how people are not careful with their supercars, huh?
Yeah, but if you look, there's some gems on here that really aren't bad. Like that 458 Spider right there, that's current bid at $3,000.50.
Wow.
Interior is pretty mint.
This thing only has 23,000 miles on it.
And they claim that it starts and drives. Again, this is only a bid, so it's really hard to go off of just that. But
yeah, and I wonder when it closes, right?
I think it closes within another 2 days.
That's it?
Yeah.
Syracuse.
That's yeah, they're in Syracuse, too. I don't know if anybody in Syracuse is really looking to buy a Ferrari, but
yeah,
like,
I mean,
interior-wise, the thing looks mint. That would be crazy to build if, you know, you're looking for something to chop up and throw a wide body on or anything like that.
I mean, even the engine's worth beyond that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you're just going to take the engine.
Again,
man.
I'd love to come back and see where this is at in 2 days, what that bid is currently at.
I mean, in Syracuse, you can only use that car for, what, 3 months out of the year?
If you're lucky.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. So, what about for a daily car? Would you take a daily car, a salvage? You said that you would take
it for. I would, yeah. I'd probably look into something like a Golf R.
You would take, so you would buy a salvage title car and use that every single day?
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't. I don't know.
Listen, it really comes down to how bad the damage is, of course. But
what about resale value?
You're not really looking at resale value.
So that
car would be driven to the ground.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. You're saying that you would consider taking a car that doesn't look like it's in the worst condition but has a rebuilt title.
Yeah.
And then you would take that, run it, build it, run it to the ground.
Again, yeah, you got places like...
But at the end of the day, when that thing's dead, it's worth nothing.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, like, I have buddies that'll fully part out a car and make just a ton of money on it because you're not selling it as a car.
Interesting. Parts. And so,
like,
so
this one right here, like, it looks like it could only need a door. It might have a little bit of frame damage, but everything else in the car looks pretty solid.
Yeah.
And only 38,000 miles on it. That is like a fraction of what my GTI has on it now.
Wow, these go for really good prices. You can the current bid is $6,000.
Compared to that car brand new or even without a salvage title, you're looking
something.
At 35 to 40K
right.
on. That thing would be crazy to build. And again, it's something that... If you ever wanted to part ways from it, you can completely part out this thing for bolt, every single
piece.
That's
not even that bad damage. Max, can you go back to the damage on this car? That is like...
It looks like it's just a door.
Well, no, the rear quarter panel is Or is that the angle?
Give it a pull with a pickup truck. That thing will fix it right
now.
That
might be the reflection, actually.
It could be, dude. I think it's only a door.
Nah, it's bent right there.
Oh, yeah, it's bent there, too, as well. But, again, salvage title daily.
That's weird because there's not that much damage on the rear door. But, man, that's some pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
What if what about weirder stuff? Like, I don't know what else you can get.
You want to look up a samurai for me?
Oh, you can look up Suzuki Samurai. Those things are.
I'd love a samurai. That would be one of my. That would be a beach goer for sure.
Dude, I'm telling you, those things are. The first thing that comes up is a bike. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Saw one though. Yeah, that green one right there.
We got to go to Seattle to get that.
$0
right. $0 bid on it. No bids.
That thing is awesome. I'd daily one of those things. Bring that onto the beach. You know, us Long Island goers over here.
Uh huh.
That thing would be sick.
I'm telling you, man, I would take one of these or Geo Tracker or something like that.
You and the Geo Trackers. We were talking about this last week.
Yeah, or a Chevy Tracker or something. All the same car, you know?
I'd love it. I'd totally whip around.
Oh, or a Jimny. There we go.
Where are we at now?
Dude, I'm telling you, you know the guy who lives around the corner from
here?
Yeah,
right over here, down the road.
The green one? Yep. Dude, every time I see that car, I'm just I love it.
He actually had. He just put a BMW
right out on the front. That's for sale.
Right on the front. There's an old BMW there. I forgot what it was.
That dude takes care of that car.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, let me tell you.
And I've seen him driving it. It doesn't just sit there. Like, I've seen him driving it, which is awesome. Yeah. You gotta love drivers.
Damn. So, all right. So, I'm thinking if I had a $10,000 budget,
mm-hmm.
say I wanted to build a race car, you mm-hmm. know, say I want to get a race car or something like that. I mean, if I went on this website, say, what would I want to do as a starter platform? If I'm going drifting, you do 240.
You could do 240. I saw there was a bunch of 350s on there, too.
Well, if I'm doing a road car, I could do an S2000 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what can I really find out here?
Let's take a look and see what they got on here.
So, current bids on these are, that one is $275.
Wow. But that's a straight parts car, dude. You find somebody who could probably get so much out of that car.
And those are RPF1s.
did you see that? Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, man. Oh. $275. These are total.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at a lot of upcoming lots, goodness. Though. Look, but even some of the ones on the upcoming lots, they look pretty salvageable.
That 2004, rear end damage. Yeah, this one that he just,
look
that,
at that
looks beautiful.
8,000,
oh,
yeah.
Flood damage.
Oh, man. I can only imagine that.
Oh, here's a cool thing for
but anyone. You never know, though. Dude, you'll see even some flood damage where it's like it wasn't even that bad.
So here, I just learned this. A trick for flood damage, if you were skeptical of a car might have had flood damage, do you know the trick to find out if it
no.
how bad it could have been?
Take
all the seatbelts in the car, and you want to pull all the seatbelts to their completely furthest part,
uh-huh.
and then the watermarks from the salt or whatever will show on the seatbelts, and you can measure how far up the damage was.
Wow.
Is that
yeah,
so like yeah, you would pull it all the way out and you would see like a line where the water ended up being on the seatbelt.
That'd be pretty wild. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good trick, man.
That is a good trick. Yeah, that's solid.
Looking at something with flood damage.
What do we got here?
Oh man. Rear end.
Oh,
yeah, it's quite the rear
that's
end.
That's a rear end.
I think got hit by a semi.
I drift it.
Yeah, I mean
I drift it.
Honestly, I mean I don't know if you could, but yo, who picks these cars up?
listen, dude, you got guys who, like, I know a couple of buddies who they'll buy cars out and then part out each individual part. There's always somebody who's going to want a part off of it.
I guess so.
I see it all the time.
That car is missing a wheel. They couldn't even get the wheel back on this one. All right, so
three out of the four OEM.
Oh,
wheels for
okay.
Sale.
Jaguars. What?
All right.
When do we get to the F types? I like these cars.
I don't mind them. I like the way they sound.
That thing looks mint.
Personally, if I was in that price range looking for a car, that wouldn't be my go-to, but solid car.
What's the damage on this one? What's wrong with this one?
Front and rear end.
Front and rear end looks
sour. Rear end looks like, yeah, look, it's missing some pieces. It looks like it was hit. See them scratches right above the taillights?
I guess. Just get a new trunk lid.
Let's see.
Oh, there's a Type R right there. Oh, a bunch of Type Rs.
There's a lot of Type Rs. Oh, that's so upsetting. Yeah. But even those, like, look, that one right there. That's not even.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that fender's shot.
How much were they looking for that one? Oh, it's in the upcoming lots. It can't even find out what they go for yet.
All right. That thing looks good. Is that flood damage too? Because it looks good. Certification of destruction.
Yep, water flood.
Oh, man.
But again, dude, the same conversation. You never know what, you know, how badly it was flooded. It could have been nothing. And
but you would take that risk.
It really comes down to the right price. For the right price, you know.
Okay. So would you...
Wait, go to that Porsche Boxster at the top right there.
Hey.
Rear end. Oh, the wheel is completely off. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
This thing is definitely a fun...
You like these cars?
It's definitely a fun car to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it wouldn't, again, if you're looking for like a salvage site, oh, look at that Cayenne right there.
Well, I mean, to be honest, you could buy a 2002 Porsche Boxster
for not a lot at all.
Not that much money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not that expensive. Even
this guy wants $3,600 for this bad boy.
What year is this? I don't know what year this is. These things are
2016.
No, those are still expensive. The older ones are going for less money nowadays.
Yeah, but even so, like you see those older ones going for salvage titles for like $8,000-$9,000.
You know, you could buy the first generation of this car with a stick shift.
Yeah,
isn't that freaking crazy?
That's Toyota's even coming at the new Tacomas are going to
be coming back with a
too.
Stick. Yeah, man.
Big ups to Toyota on that one.
This thing is beautiful. 2021. My God.
Yeah, I'd rock a Panamera real
I know
quick.
You love the big body
it's
stuff.
It's the big body. I love it. I love it.
What's wrong with the flood damage?
Of course. It's all water flood damage.
So what? All these cars are
but
sitting.
The current bid is at $26,000.
Yeah, it's because it looks like.
And it's a base Panamera. I wouldn't. No. That's a no go for me. That'll be a big no for me, dog.
So
well, there it is.
Hey.
This is what I was looking at before. 2600.
No flood damage.
No flood damage. No There's front and damage. Rear damage, but that thing, I'm a big fan of these F430s.
The current bid on this is $2,600.
$2,600.
Oh, my God.
I love
and,
it.
And where is the front net? Well, so this is a car where the front...
It's missing a front grill, it looks like. That's about it.
No, I'm going to assume that the front and rear damage on this was already repaired, right?
I don't know. Doesn't look like it. Look, if you look at that front.
It doesn't look like it was repaired.
If you look at that front, it's missing those grill pieces, and those grill pieces are probably $10,000 just knowing Ferrari.
Yeah.
And look, it's got the airbag is shot.
Yep.
But that thing, I'd love to whip that thing around. I'd pay $2,600 to give that thing a chance.
Yeah, $2,600. Where do you stop?
Where do I stop?
Yeah, where do you stop? Because this is a bid. So tomorrow you come back at $7,000. Then you come back the next day and it ends.
If I really had some play around money and I had plans for that, I'd probably stop at like 10 to 15K.
So clock's ticking. You're looking at about a hit zero and the current bid is $15,800. What do you do?
Putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
There
what
now?
Do you do?
I'd probably bid on it.
I mean, it's a Ferrari, right?
Listen, I make terrible financial decisions. Yeah. But yeah, that thing would be cool, man. And you got to understand, with the salvage title, I wouldn't even feel bad about chopping it up and doing some crazy wide body on there. just for giggles.
You putting it on air, though?
Yeah.
Of course. Everything goes on air.
Everything
goes on air, guys. Oh, you should know this about me by now. Yeah. I've said it plenty of times in every podcast I've ever been on. Everything goes on air.
Yeah, that's what all the racers do, right?
No, that's what all your Stancy boys do.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that would be a go-to for me. Ooh, look at that Rolls Royce. Yeah, another big body. This guy only $550 right now. It's on the bid.
I don't.
It's a burnt engine. Imagine throwing something crazy in there, though.
I don't think these go for that much money.
Yeah, I know, but this thing is $550. Imagine grabbing this and then just throwing something stupid in there.
It said,
LS1
it
or
said
2J.
Fire. Yeah, yeah. You put an engine swap in and then you're
100%.
Yeah,
imagine
cool.
This thing just whipping around English Town.
That'd be cool, man.
That'd be
cool.
Great.
I wish you saw more like weird model car race cars.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be really funny if you could see, like, what would be like the most hilarious thing to see on a racetrack? You know, realistically, I'm not like something where the chassis could probably take it. Not like a smart car, you know?
No, I wasn't even going to say a smart car.
But like, what would be like the most ridiculous
there's
thing?
So many ridiculous things out there.
I
can't even think of one straight off the top of the head on that one.
Yeah.
That Rolls Royce would be one of them.
Yeah.
That Rolls Royce would be great.
That'd be fun.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. How much they want? They want 38.5 for this one. The seats in the interior probably cost more than that.
Damn.
That's a lot of front end damage, though. What else we got? The take in?
5,000 miles? What a shame.
35,000, though? It's me and the electrical vehicles, period. That would probably be one of the only ones I'd ever drive.
That was just body damage, though. Yeah, 100%. Am I bugging?
It all looked body damage.
That's even, Oh, Max, you got to go back. 1988 Porsche. Hold on. It was right. Yeah. Oh, man.
A 928? 2,100. What's wrong with it, though?
Oh, man.
What's wrong with it? Mechanical, of course it's mechanical. It's a 928.
I love that though.
You know those
headlights do the
pop right
yeah,
up.
Yeah, pop just up. Like, yeah, like stand if you up.
You've ever seen Scarface?
Yeah,
that's the Porsche that he buys. He wants bulletproof everything.
Or does the Undertaker?
Yep.
You know, those headlights are sweet, man. I love that body.
Bring back the pop-up headlights. That's what we need.
I don't even know. Is that even considered a pop-up? It's like
yeah,
because
they pop up. Well, yeah,
because like, they're already there. Odometer reading. Oh my god! Actual 400,000.
Yeah, it would be a motor swap in that thing for sure. But well, that's solid.
They're like yeah.
Go to the interior shots.
They hit 400,000 miles and they go, you know what? I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
I don't know what's wrong with this anymore.
It's too far gone. Mechanical damage.
I wonder how many motors it's seen.
I didn't even notice that. 400.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely.
I would love that just for the body.
I'd build one of those.
That thing looks nice. 100%.
$2,100. How many days are left in this bid?
Yeah, kudos.
I'm going to come back for that one.
Yeah, kudos to that one.
There's 5 hours left. All right, we got to get off this podcast quick because I might buy something stupid right now.
Wow, 5 hours left on that?
5 hours left.
Oh, that's really cool.
That is really cool.
I mean, if you want to go splitsies.
I get it on weekends.
What is this?
It's a Maserati.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what that is.
28.75. I don't know if that would be something I would build. That's a classic right
Am
there.
Am I weird that Maseratis don't do anything for me?
They do not a thing for me.
You either?
Not a thing.
That's so funny. Why is that?
I grew up on the North Shore, Roslyn. You see those things, a dime a dozen. Once you drive off the lot, that thing is worth half of what you just paid.
Let me tell you, Maserati's not up there.
Ooh,
for me.
914.
That thing is nice. Whoa. I've never seen one of those in person.
Primary damage is minor dents and scratches. That's really not even that. Yeah, well.
That's such a weird body. I love it. What the heck?
Yeah, that thing is cool.
Why do those seats look like they're made out of paper?
Because they pretty much are.
Look how thin that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You are one with the car with that one.
I don't think I could take that. If I go over a bump, I'll probably end up in the hospital.
All right, let's look for some Mercedes-Benz, please. I like to see some Mercedes-Benz, please. Number one car in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, this is best.
Don't know about that.
Find Nothing out better.
But you didn't like
give me,
the...
Give me something. Because you're going to say an SLK.
I was going to say an SLK.
And that's not a real Mercedes.
How's that
I want a
Mercedes?
Big body S. What do we got?
Oh, there
Look
you go.
Look at that S430 right there. The current bid is $2, bro. I got $3 on that bad boy.
Oh, man. Oh, I would get... All right, so if I were getting a Mercedes, I'm getting a Sprinter all day.
Of course you would.
Oh, I'll get a Sprinter, man. That's good
stuff. Look at that one right there, that gray one. I think you just clicked on it. Yeah.
Go figure.
Look
at the current bid. Look at the current bid.
That's nuts.
Current bid on this thing is $63,000. You know why?
Look at that rear end damage.
You know why the bid is so expensive? Because this is someone's potential house.
Yeah.
People buy these to live in
them. Down by the river.
Yeah, they want to live in this thing.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
They're currently shopping for a house, and they go, you know what? $450,000 is a little too much for a house. Let me go buy a beat up Mercedes Sprinter for $60,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'll be okay.
At that point, I'd buy a big bus. I just saw one earlier today, dude.
People do the renos with the school buses.
Oh, it's
you
wild.
You mean with the school bus renos?
Yeah, dude, it's wild.
Really cool
stuff.
We'll
look that up after. I need some more Mercedes-Benz in my life. What is that? Give me a scroll down here a little bit.
Have you seen the people who do they make a shipping container into a house?
Yeah, dude, it's wild.
The shipping containers?
There was one I saw. The guy, like... built the house like 1, 2, 3, like, you know, 4, and then like stack them in the right. It's just nuts.
Oh my goodness, it's
crazy. I haven't seen any real cool Benzes on here. That's cause an S63 AMG.
May not be that many.
It's got water and flood damage, but 36K. That's
a great car.
That's solid.
That's like, S63 is crazy.
That would be nice.
Talk about big body.
That's a big body.
Those
right
things
there.
Are huge.
I wonder how much water damage.
What's the current bid? 36,000?
Yeah, I think that's more than what we want to go. But look at that interior, though.
This car goes
though.
For, what, 130?
I think it says it right. Oh, 99.
I'm saying new. It's got to be
brand
around
new.
130?
100 grand.
It's got to be a little more
wild.
Than that, I think. Man.
Let's see. What else we got? Got anything really old? It looks like there's a lot of new Benzes on here. I want to see some.
I think you could do a filter with how old it
could be. Click the salvage titles. See right there on the left?
Salvage title along the left side. Oh, 72.
Damn.
This is what you want?
No. Listen, if I'm going to slav out, I'm going to go with like a 90s, early 2000s.
You know what I think of when I think of an old Mercedes? You ever watched like Bates Motel?
Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, you know that they drive
old Mercedes.
Convertible. That's what I picture.
See, this is not my style. I have a buddy who's big into these, but I need something in the 90s.
Yeah,
maybe
say.
Late 80s. Let's see what we got. Oh, right there. That 500 SEC. Oh, right there. That's.
And what is this guy? $1,400.
Yep.
175,000. This is.
It's just mechanical. Well, there's
a lot more than mechanical. This thing is
ratty
daddy.
The one thing that sucks about like an old Benz or a 90s Benz, you pop that hood, it looks ugly regardless even if it's running mint or not.
Could be detailed and looking like crap.
Yeah, it could. It's just so much going on under there.
There you go, right there. 1986 Mercedes Benz 560. Yeah.
$0. I'll take it.
This is the base motel car.
Yeah,
basically.
That thing is cool though, man.
Yeah, well, that's not.
That thing's cool.
That's
a little bit of resto on that.
Damn, 63,000 miles.
I wonder if it runs. It says runs and drives on that highlights.
I mean, it looks like it's in pretty good condition besides the damage.
That's pretty solid.
How much is that to repair, you think?
A lot
of money.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
What's that 190E right there? Current bid is 5. You could buy it now at 2K.
Can you buy it now for 2K?
Right there. It says it right there. Buy it now for 2K.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they had a buy.
190,
that's like
it's
eBay,
run.
Man.
It's
that's
got
cool.
some mechanical issues, but it runs and drives.
Wow, the interior looks great.
That interior is actually pretty clean.
Wow.
I'd bid 500 on that bad boy.
It's a Vegas car. Never seen that snow.
Let's go. Get me into some. Right there at the top, that 90 SL, yeah, that's me right there.
What's the difference between this and the SLK that you hate?
Bro, stop
it. Come
on. You're comparing apples to oranges over here with that.
I'm comparing a Mercedes.
That's crazy. No.
Convertible to a Mercedes convertible.
No. That's right there. That's Mercedes-Benz right there.
Okay,
that's the number one.
Das Auto,
number one.
Wrong company.
Look at that. For $275, the top and the roof is effed. Those things actually got, you could get a hard top for that thing, no problem, but they weigh a lot.
You said you like the big body stuff. Is it?
Yeah, but this is still sick.
I don't know.
Gotta understand it. Right there, hold on. You just scroll that 92. No, go back.
Where is
done
it?
With the SLs because Richie called me out.
Oh,
you
sure
see
did.
That? Yeah, that 400 SE. That's your big body right there. Yeah.
That looks like crap.
No, you're crazy. Imagine that thing slammed out with some nice 18-inch, probably by 18 by 9.5 all around.
It's going to just look like it has messed up suspension.
No. That's perfect.
All right. Teach your own.
That's perfect. You got that 94 E320 wagon, too. Oh,
it's going to be all the European people be like, oh, Richie hates European cars.
Oh, they're going to hate you.
That's all right.
But it's all right.
What do you say? Couple more. All right, where am I going?
Where are we going? This is on you now.
First of all, I love that.
Here we go. Now you're loving the Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, I like the wagons, man.
I like wagons.
No problem. You say big body, but you
big,
didn't say
this big body that's too. There's a lot of body on this.
That's
one.
The biggest body. So that's a good one. The interior looks really good on this.
Interior is pretty.
Seller
clean.
USAA insurance company.
I guess
it's weird.
rear end damage.
$275?
Things got less miles than my GTI, bro.
Ain't that the truth? All right, if I had to go, let's take a look. All right, so what am I looking for? If I'm, let's start.
I don't know what you're looking for. You got to tell me what you're looking for.
The only reason I buy a salvage car is because I'm not going to sell it ever again. I'm going to run into the dirt.
Oh, hold on. He just pulled up a. Click that NSX.
These are
right
all
there
new NSXs, though. I don't care about that.
Yeah, but for 10.2, how much damage? Oh, okay, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. They split in half.
Dude, if you saw that McLaren that I saw earlier, it was legit cut in half, and they wanted $15,000 for it.
Try Supramax. Let's just see what happens if you look at a Supra.
You're going to find tons of M3s in there. Those guys don't know how to drive.
Ain't that true.
No offense.
Any old Supras?
Dude, any old Supra that's in here has already been bought. Don't even lie.
Hey, let's take a look, right? That's why
I'm
curious.
There's no way you're going to find an old Supra in there.
Yeah. Do they have any Mark IVs?
That's a very nice BMW.
I bet you there's no Mark IVs. They'll get scooped up.
No, no way.
Wait. Oh.
Go to the top. Go to the year. Filter it by the year.
93. Oh, man.
Why do I feel like this car looks familiar?
Nardo Gray.
Why do I feel like this car looks familiar? Have any of you guys seen that video of like the... Oh, no. I think that one was red.
Does it have a bit on it? Where does it say that?
Vehicle with sales date displaying.
Oh, upcoming mod. Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're not
assigned. How bad is the damage on the front? Can I see that picture? Ew.
Minor dents and scratches, it says. Look at that. I want you to read that right there. Minor dents and scratches. And then look at that photo of that front end.
You know, the funny thing is it doesn't specify that. Is this...
right-hand drive. And but manual.
Is it a turbo? It's like... You know, that's what matters.
Well, maybe we could peep what motor's under there from the side where it's dented.
Oh, man. See if there's any GTRs on it. Just type a Skyline, Max. See what happens if you do a Skyline. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Dude, you can get trailers. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that thing's definitely got frame damage.
It's also just a...
That thing looks bent. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's so funny because that's not the driver's side.
What is that on? Little TE action there?
Yeah, you can sell those wheels for
could probably sell the wheels more than what you could buy the whole car for.
Yep. Hey, only one RX-7. Sorry.
Any 300 Zs on here? That would be a good... That would be a go-to for me if I were to jump into a JDM build.
Yeah, if it's twin turbo.
Nothing. Of course not. You can never find those.
350s? Nah. I'll tell you this. If I'm buying a 350, it's not going to be a salvage title one.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Nah. I wouldn't buy that. That's ridiculous. One more.
One more. Listen, you got to choose it.
All right. I'm going to do a Hummer.
Ooh, like what year Hummer though?
A Hummer H2? H2, yeah, H2, right.
Why?
H2. Why? Because
right there, H2, 9,700. I feel like you could find that in a used lot for that much.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who is betting on that?
Look at that door.
Runs and drives. So what's wrong with it? Side damage.
That door just. I don't know. See if there's any H1s on there. That would be cool. But those things, you're never going to find totaled. Those things are tanks. H3T. Oh, my God. I forgot that they made that thing.
No H1s. It says a lot.
Look at that. Look at the roof. Look at the window.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what's your takeaway on this?
A takeaway on the Hummer?
No, just looking for a car with salvage title or something like that.
Again, it's a lot of research to go into that. It has to be the right car. What kind of damage?
What would be your ideal situation?
Light water damage.
You think so? I feel like
I'd rather have to deal with like recarpeting something Versus having to fix a whole door and fender and all that nonsense.
See, I feel like mine would be just regular damage would be my ideal situation. If you could find one that probably had damage somewhere, I don't know, maybe.
As long as the motor's good, that's how I'm really.
Right, exactly.
Really,
so maybe,
really
maybe like a rear quarter
motor.
Panel damage or something like that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
I would do something like that too.
I feel like those would be like the better scenarios. What are the ones that you would just absolutely know?
Yeah.
What would be some of the things? Like maybe just like fire damage?
Fire damage is definitely a no-go for me. If it lit on fire once, it's going to go again. That's how I look at it.
What about just a miscellaneous mechanical? That could mean the engine
seats,
man.
Anything.
You know, like
that could mean.
Oh,
anything.
That's nice. That's
there
a,
we go.
That's a Bates Motel car. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. I can do that. I
could do that too.
That I can
cool.
do.
What is wrong with this guy?
Runs and drives off-site, normal wear.
So
the, 16.
So it's just, so basically, it's just for sale.
It's just for sale. It looks like. Nice. Yeah, this one's not salvaged, but hey, listen, that's a solid deal.
Oh, clean title. Yeah, clean title one. Nice.
The minimum bid though is $24,000.
What does that mean? It's bidding for 16 right now. Oh, there's a Cobra right there. What the heck?
Oh, look at that. 280 for me. It never looked good stock. Like the only way this thing looks good is when you slam it, get some nice wheels on there.
I think that sounds overrated.
What's that?
I think they're a little overrated.
Not for me. It's not my style. As you guys can tell, I'm a big German guy. You know, I love my European cars. They're great.
Well, French. You want a Renault?
A Renault?
Like the French cars?
No.
They have some cool cars, though, man.
They got some cool cars, but I don't want it.
Oh, man. All right. I think we're just about done with this.
Yeah. Think so?
Yeah.
Let's do the outro.
Yeah. All right, guys. So thank you again for joining us. Again, this coming week, we have a Wheel Tech coming out on Friday. Remember, we go live every Wednesday for Wheel Wednesday, 2 p.m. We go live on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff. This Friday, we're doing a piece of content for, I think it's Load Raid in Wheel Tech. Check it out this Friday. And besides that, thank you for coming for the Behind the Wheel podcast.
And make sure you guys grab a hat.
Yeah, we got some new merch as well.
New merch. It's great. Got a ceramic kit as well.
Boom, there you go.
Boom.
Yeah, so we got store.koenigwheels.com. You guys can go buy some new merch or hub rings or whatever you need to get. And besides that, thank you. Take care.
Later.